Since the Republicans haven't released a replacement plan, it's hard to know exactly what the legislation to replace the Affordable Care Act would look like. But here's what we do know. A repeal is almost inevitable, especially since it was one of the political rallying cries of Trump's campaign platform. But Democrats, including West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, are very concerned about what the repeal would do.
I'm not going to throw 170,000 West Virginians and another 40,000 people on the exchange and another how many thousands of seniors out in the cold. I'm just not going to do that unless I see a better plan.
The 170,000 is the number of West Virginians newly covered under Medicaid expansion. 40,000 are those West Virginians that have bought private insurance through the marketplace. All those people's coverage is at risk if the law is repealed without replacement. But despite the outcry from Democratic members of the body, about a week ago, Republican congressional leaders plowed forward with the budget resolution that is in part designed to begin the process of repealing the ACA. So what might this repeal look like?
There's a good model from what Congress passed last year in January of 2016 that was vetoed by President Obama.
That's Edwin Park, Vice President for Health Policy for the National Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
And that would have eliminated the Affordable Care Act's Medicaid expansion, the subsidies to help people buy private insurance through the new marketplaces. But those two repeals would be delayed for some period of time. Under that bill, it was 2 years. There's some talk about it being more than 2 years for this upcoming repeal package.
If the new repeal looks like the one proposed in 2016, Park says there's a few things that would be eliminated immediately, including the ACA requirements that individuals buy insurance or pay a penalty, and that large employers offer health insurance to their workers or pay a penalty. The vetoed bill also eliminated all of the taxes that were used to offset the cost of the major coverage expansions of the ACA. But this resolution is unlikely to touch consumer protections,
such as the prohibition on insurers denying coverage to people with pre-existing health conditions,
and children staying on their parents' health insurance until age 26. Still,
the number one question on everyone's mind was, am I going to lose my insurance?
That's Jeremy Smith, the outreach coordinator for a West Virginia nonprofit that helps people sign up for insurance through the ACA. According to the Urban Institute, the answer to that question is not right away. But by 2019, 184,000 West Virginians would lose coverage. Additionally, the state would lose $164 million in federal funding, uncompensated care costs would rise, and moderate-income working families would lose the subsidies that now help them pay an average of 71% of their monthly premiums. But interestingly, in West Virginia, open enrollment is currently underway. After Trump won the election,
we saw an unprecedented number of people reach out to our organization to be able to get help signing up.
Smith says that's because people think that if they're already signed up, they won't lose the coverage they have. But if they don't sign up, they might get frozen out of coverage once the repeal takes effect. Some Republicans, including President-elect Trump, may be getting cold feet about pushing through a repeal without a replacement, though. According to the Washington Post, Trump is leaning on Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky to convince the rest of the GOP not to vote on the budget resolution with language in it to repeal the ACA. That is, until a replacement plan is in place. The Post says Trump did not give details on what he would like to see in the replacement plan, but insists he is not concerned about either the lack of a replacement plan or growing national worries about a repeal. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, with support from the Benedim Foundation, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine.